So trust in yourself. And connect to what is there. And feel part of the game world you want to feel part of.
Yeah. There would be one more minute, but I don't know. Like, I need to move one thing.
Anna, there was a moment when you said, and you are a knight, and that was when I kind of gasped a little. And when you went on, I thought, no, that was full of love. There was a picture that I could follow too. Mm-hmm. Why are you double, Antloy?
Because it's too long to explain.
Okay, it's technical, I guess.
Yeah, it's technical. Okay. I just say I really had a go, and I could feel your being to be in connection with me and to read my being and also include it into my next step. So it seems like that is a strong skill of yours, to be able to appreciate, to see other people's being and appreciate them. And I don't know if you know that about yourself.
And I might add, this is what nourished me too.
You mean when you were the coach or as a coach?
Right now, as a coach, I was a part, but this is what I mean by nourishing. And I didn't mean it clear, but this is what I mean with nourishing. Just for Anna.
This is your strength, and so you can rely on that. You can practice to rely more and more on your capacity to have being, to be in connection, and to be a space through love come through.
And it wasn't, well, of course, it was love, and it was love that came in clear pictures.
Let's change roles, Catherine. Okay.
Aunt Louis, please tell me, what am I not doing that I be ready for?
Train a path, for example, is brings in my experience, brings in you are the wild card.
I'm the what?
The wild card. It's an expression in card game to say of you are the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
You are the unexpected. And oh God, there's a way that I would, that you may be not owning your unexpectedness and your quirkness, your quirks and your...
And shift, instead of giving her more options, what she's could be doing, give her a way to connect first. So what is she doing?
Okay. Oh. Yes. The way that you come out and take stand, for example, with Maria, this woman in America that you don't know, and I send a message, and you were the first person to say, I want to be her buddy. And it totally comes from your heart, like your willingness to do crazy things. Because to connect with a woman across the world that you don't know, that you've never met, and that you can commit to her being, well, I don't know if you've met her, but you can commit to her being to do the work with her for her gremlin, like to decontaminate her gremlin, is wild. And in such ways, you bring this fresh air. It's my experience in the Train of Path, this fresh air of new ideas, new perspective, new ways of solving things, like even taking your time and love and attention to figure out how to record the breakout room was your love for the Train of Path in a way that was for me very unexpected, that there could be so much love in a logistical thing such as that. Yeah.
Can you try one thing, and instead of going forward to the camera, giving your what you say, really have the feeling that you go back and embrace the big being that Catherine has, and then just keep going?
Okay, thank you.
And what can I do that? What am I not doing that I'm ready for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you're not doing that you're ready for is to take that place in the village of not people would follow, and to own that more and more, and to be that person to throw us off our feet more and more. And without destroying us, just to say, hey, about this, and everybody, like the power of your being and your presence to open doors that were invisible. But to own that more and more in the space. Cool. Okay, I'm changing.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first. Here we go. So we're going back to you, Catherine.
I think I'm going to ask the question now.
Yes, please.
What is my next step in being a coach? Do you have?
I have space holding for you, space holding for groups, and also for a group of trainers.
So Catherine, the coaching here is be clear, like raise your anger. You can even have your sword sort of like this with your hand, and it's only distinction. You're doing this, but you could be doing this, and it would look like this, and that would be like the whole, you're still adding some heart in it. Yeah, go.
Yes, and I'm high in fear right now, which is good. go and create a group for trainers that trains them in distinctions, and that trains them in exactly what you are, the qualities that we spoke about earlier, the quality of connecting and seeing the other being and putting it into words and into pictures so they land in their bodies. This is what you are, that this is what your great quality is, and I don't see you doing it for trainers.
Okay, so Catherine, you still there's still too much like space holding in a way, like too much space with the pressure. And you haven't put a pressure yet on Anna in terms of clarity, and
I haven't put pressure on Anna. Discussion.
Not in a way that would make a change, like create a transformation that she would take a new commitment, for example, or become a new person.
And there is another thing, Anna. There is that I see you hide in your child ego state, where you hide and but I'm not able to do this, and I can say go and tackle it. You have all the tools for it, Anna. You do. And the third thing is.
So, Catherine, just yeah. In terms of that experiences, the moment you say you have all the tools and you can do this, that is only love. And there's no clarity.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. And this is how it will go. Mm. The way you will do it is.
This is how it will go. First, you go and join, no, you found a gremlin exploration club among trainers. Second, you...
Catherine, was Anna in your gremlin exploration club?
No.
Okay, so in a way it's, like where does that come from?
It comes from own experience.
Okay, so say that. From my own experience, that has been so useful for me, whatever, so make the distinction of your experience of the distinction in her. Yeah.
In my experience, this joining this Gremlin Exploration Club really made a distinction for me in using my sword, in really getting deeper into my shadow work, and my shadow sentence and my hidden purpose, and those two things come with now. Yeah, I'm trying to, and I feel love coming back. Yeah.
Okay, one more sentence and then we change to the next constellation.
Try it out. Yeah. Try it out and tell me in 1 month, tell me your experiences about it, and I can give you more distinctions about it. Which was a gremlin solution now.
Yeah, and even the try it anyway or something, that is still this heart that doesn't have clarity.
Go for it, and in 1 month we'll meet again. And
I'm saying yeah. Catherine, the go for it, this thing, go for it, try for it, is it has no power of the sword.
Give me a coaching. Instead of saying go for it, say.
So say, for example, you will experience that you can put your gremlin and your child ego state on the side. If you do this, you will experience having clarity, the distinction between you and your gremlin, you and your child. That would be a wrap up.
Yes.
So try that.
You mean you want me to try it now?
Yes.
Okay. When you do this, you will find out that you can put your child ego state and leave them, and you are more in your adult ego state.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody take a deep breath. Great. Anna, you ready?
Yep.
Anna, please, I need some hints and possibilities about what is next for me in my train of path.
So in the train of path, we have all the five bodies, and one of your next steps is including the physical body more in the trainer path work. And I know you've done a lot of training, physical training, incorporated. Give people more connection to their physical body. And also sorry?
Tell her how.
And also to your to the feminine body, sexuality, femininity, softness. How to do it?
The coaching would be to distinguish between what I'm doing now. So I have this experience of what I'm doing now, and what could it be if I included those things? What mm-hmm. try to build that experience in me.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of clarity in the trainings you give and connections, and it's a very intellectual emotional training. So I'm talking about the four trainings I've done with you, and including more physical conscious experiences during the training will enhance the transformation of all bodies.
Can you give
one idea is more conscious eating, like eating is not a break, eating is part of the training. The morning training for half an hour could be in another session during the day in a different setting. For example, like a shaking meditation. So that the body can move and you can experience your body and yourself over that. Focusing exercises through physical exercises. I imagine that you've done that in swimming to swim faster and longer. And the femininity is more an explorational space, not a training space. I see that could be offered. Also
the coaching for you, Anna, is every end of your sentence goes up. And there's a way that it's not serious, or it can be questioned. It can be something else. And make it go down. Yeah.
So I want to see you more blossoming up in your femininity. No, in your femininity. And wow, it's not working if I'm listening to how I'm talking. Go. I have the feeling you're doing your research with yourself and a small group of people, and I think there could be more invitation of researching together, bringing the jewels together, And I don't see that in the moment. And I miss that.
My coaching is, instead of saying this and that, I just want to say, instead of saying this and that, then I don't know what you're talking about. And my box can just get confused. And so what is it that you're talking about? Yeah. Go ahead, do one more try, and then we change constellation.
So instead of doing so many research, instead of researching most of the time with a small team or by yourself, open up the space in the research field to share the process and enlarge the group of people that can join.
So what are you talking about? Is it like in general, or are you still talking about femininity or?
Femininity.
Yeah, same question on my side.
Especially about femininity, and I was not clear myself. Because it could include everything. The book writing. I have the feeling.
Skip the feeling thing.
Yes. So I noticed. So
don't start with I. Start with you.
You seem to be a solitarian fighter. Keep on if you want to do that. Or otherwise, I see a next step would be change from fighting for yourself.
You know, when you say try that, if you want to do that, that is your gremlin.
Okay.
That's your gremlin saying, fuck you. Ooh. Instead of taking a stand for me and a stand for the train of path. Like or the groups or yourself or the processes that can be beneficial for other people. Take a stand for that.
Okay.
And starting with you. Yeah.
Yes, and if I say you're a solitarian fighter, I also this includes the assumption that maybe you're not, but I'm just not part of the people you're doing the work with. And I don't know if that's cool to say.
And so what?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the only sword. You know, if you only have the sword, that's the clarity. You are this, you're doing this, and you could try this. And
okay.
Yeah.
So you're a solitarian fighter, and I see your next step in doing your research with other people together. The research I'm talking about is the femininity.
And give me one step, like what's a practical next step?
A practical next step is to have a weekly check-in with three women about this topic for a month or for a couple of months.
A practical next step would be link up with the feminine archetypal feminine in PM group and work together with them. This doesn't mean you need to change to join the group. Link up with them.
Thank you.
That was just.
Yeah. I wrote it down. Thank you. Okay.
Let's shift.
Yeah. Catherine, what can I do for you?
What is my next step for leaving? No. What is my next step for the trainer path? In the trainer path.
Do you want your next step like in the trainer path or as yourself a trainer? What is it that is
yes,
your question?
I want my next step as myself a trainer And yes, I don't want a trainer. I don't want to be a trainer in possibility management only, but to combine it also with my nature connection work.
Your next step as a trainer is to take a stand for that work. And it's actually to take a stand for the stand that you take. You've already taken a stand to combine the tools and distinction of possibility management and the nature connection, but you haven't taken a stand for the stand that you're taking. You don't walk in the world as Catherine, a possibility matter. Possibility matter. You don't walk in the world like that yet. So when you walk down the street, when you do your groceries, when you meet Helmut, when you take a shower, you're still in many ways Catherine. And this is also preventing you from actually owning and taking that space and merging, bringing the nature connection into possibility management and possibility management in the nature connection. So it's about making the field of that bigger because it's unique. You're the only person really mixing those two. So it's a whole new territory of both of those game worlds. And it's a bridge in a way. And you're not walking in the world as a bridge for those two. So that would be your next step. What ways, and you can ask for experiment, what ways can you make your energetic body, your being, occupy that space. So when people talk to you, the only thing you talk about is nature connection and possibility management. And you don't talk about anything else for a month, for example. I'm going to...
This is landing in me, and there is a lot of love landing.
Yes, I also wanted to say that, and there were so many distinctions and the idea of going forward that I didn't want to skip it.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm sort of splitting my attention here to bring people back in. That's it, right? We've done all three.
Thank you. Yes, and three. I realized that I've got the recording in this case. I'm happy about it. But I know how everybody could record. And I would like to share it next possible trainer call. It just needs a little bit of time.
Okay. You do half of the sharing with your heart and half of the sharing was distinction and as a practice for the logistics.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's a practice so you can experience those
more
two
heart and that one.
Sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, and practice your sword.
Mm-hmm. Practice my heart, I thought. Okay. Thank you, Aunt Louie.
Thank you, Amba. My answer was this. So
my answer is yeah. My answer is yes. That's it.
Okay. Is there? I just want to take a few sharings, not so long, because I want to do the second part. Any sharings about what did you notice? And I would like to share the experience and what really worked and what wouldn't work or like whatever. Not your personal experience, but more the distinction and the experiential distinction that you've noticed.
When I was the client in the nose word only connection, I was drifting off. So if there's no clarity in the space, the client might just like go somewhere and just fly away without staying in the present.
Thank you.
Yeah, has a client in the heart space, I felt really safe. Like, yeah, it's my gremlin is kind of feeding on that space of attention and just being taken care of, like this kind of feeling. And then there was, when I was coach, I recognized the safety of hiding behind questions and not landing distinctions, or the person that was possibilitator would hide behind like question after question and not really talking with a heart or talking with a sword.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I notice also this, not really in this exercise, but in other spaces, that some people also have been hiding behind completion loops. Mm-hmm. And it's dead. If you hide behind completion loop, it's dead. So this completion loop are miraculous when they're used with elegance. Anybody else? What you noticed?
I didn't feel safe in the in just the heart, the in the chocolate space. I didn't feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I was drifting away and I didn't feel safe. So yeah.
Yes, I lost clarity in the heart-to-heart space. So I got told a lot, but I felt like lost by only hearing and hearing and hearing.
Okay. I just want to share my experience, especially when Anna was a client, as receiving this love space, was that for Anna was really difficult to let herself bathe in a space of love. So it might be, you can also notice in yourself, is it which part of me cannot hold a space of complete love? So there's no good or bad in this. Like there's no, it's an experience. And I think sometimes our clients might need only heart, like only that kind of space. And can we freak their box out and like stuff like that? So it's, I'm glad that most of you had this, or like whatever, like one of the distinction is if there's only just so much love, then it's a very safe space. And maybe as us trainer, it's not really what we need right now, but it could be that you have clients that just need that one time as, yeah. So it's great to be able to practice and to be able to deliver only that.
I have a question. That is, what did you say? Like, how did you create that space of only love? Because it was really difficult for me. I really felt lost. Like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to, someone asked me a question and I could. So yeah, what did you all say? Yeah.
So Joanna, I would want you to not answer that question for Vera.
Okay.
Because Vera, this is your experiment at the moment.
Yeah.
And copying what Joanna would do, because Joanna has this immense capacity to be in this total chocolate space with people or whoever, it won't help you to find your own unconditional space of love with almost no distinction.
Mm. I'd like to ask a question to you, Vera. May I?
Yes.
You said it was difficult for you, and my feeling was you did absolutely a great job. So I'm a bit confused now.
Well, I think I still use clarity. I think I still snuck it in. It wasn't 100%.
Okay.
I think I'm just good at putting clarity in stuff.
And I was the client, so I can say that it
was very soft for me.
Yeah.
So it was very soft that even some clarity was missing. So I didn't really get where you would go, and I feel totally loved and safe, and there was no pressure at all. So that would be my feedback to you.
Thank you.
Even clarity was missing.
Clarity was missing.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to ask, does anybody experience while you were using the sword that your this fanaticism or your gremlin took over your sword? Anybody had that experience?
Not today.
Yeah.
Today.
I agree. Not today, but other times.
Yes.
So it's useful to be able to do it consciously, have experience. So you can won't be practicing only sword today, but if you want to practice in another space, only the sword, and go to this edge of fanaticism and gremlin, so you have a reference point in yourself about what it feels like when you're in that space or using only that. Anna.
I would like to share one thing. For me, like a lot of you said, they felt joy in being in the love space, and I felt a lot of fear. And I think I just want to say, because maybe not all the people would like the love space. And I think for me, it was part of being seen and the pressure of someone seeing something that I don't see in myself and then feel bad about it. That's what I want to share. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, so even a love space actually can be transformational. Can be a totally love space, can be a transformational space. Okay. Please keep noticing what you're in your experiment, in your coachings, in your spaces about that. The next, I want to go in breakout rooms again. I would make new breakout rooms to have different coaching and different experiences. And this time, you'll be using both. You'll use both almost to 100%, okay? So it's not 50-50. You'll use both your being-to-being connection and your sword. And the first time, the first round, energetically, you will be facing your client. So in a single coaching or even in most spaces, you sit across from your client. But energetically, you have a choice of either facing them or being next to them. So in the first round, you'll be facing them with your sword at their neck and still answering that question. And it, you can, in the clients, if you've had a question that came up, just choose the question that would serve you the most right now. And then in the second round, energetically, you'll still have your sword and your being-to-being connection, but you will move next to your client and you'll look at their enemy. You look at their enemy with them. And you just say, okay, what can I do for you? Like how, and notice the difference of coaching. Like what is different in what you're providing if you're facing somebody with sword at their neck or if you're standing next to them, sword side by side facing their enemy. Great, here we go.
Okay. I'll step out. No, I think it's because I have to leave at the late.
Okay.
5:30 and I will practice.
Okay, thank you, Andreas.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so would Emba, Yurdis, and Suzanne stay in the main? Oh, wait, that doesn't work. Okay, can anybody help me? Oh, wait. Okay, no, I got it. Sorry. Here we go.
And I have to leave soon, so maybe I go as a fourth person in a group.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm going to change that then into.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm doing it again. Where are you? I'm free. So. Yes, Amber, Anna, Gabrielle, and Susanne, you stay in the main room. We'll start with that. We'll see how it goes. Did I say Gabrielle?
So it says go to the room number 3 for me.
Yes, so you say no.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, if you can organize yourself when while I'm typing this first facilitator with clients, and then Anna, would you be the first facilitator?
Sorry?
Was that a yes? Would you be the first facilitator? Would you be the first trainer?
Yes.
Great. Who would be your client? Who wants to be the client? Amber, great.
What can I do for you? And the other ones are coaches?
We're all coaches. Yeah, we're okay. Coach.
What can I do for you, Amber?
So, Anna, just in terms, you right now you have sword at the neck. You have your golden workspace with Amber, sword, like center grounding cord bubble. Go ahead.
Anna, please tell me, What is on my way? What is on my way to become more fully a trainer?
Talk about your work. Talk about your work with people you know and you don't know, and do it as an experiment to tell them what you're doing, and find out what you like.
Can I just pause you? Just, it's a logistic, sorry. Gabrielle and Susanne, actually, would you go in breakout room 3 and start doing it together?
Yeah.
And then you train, just figure it out, the timing for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Great.
So
go ahead, Anna. You can click on breakout room and then join and just join.
You use the experiment and use your words like an echo, like bats to Fledermäuse, to locate what kind of workspace you want to create for yourself in connection with other people. And do experiments like talking with them, showing them things, ask them what they see, what do they think about the picture, like a landscape, what's the thing that they think of, and then see what resonates with you, what you want to keep going to put the work that you're doing as a trainer into the world.
So beep. It's sort of a mushy space that you're in. And somehow it seems like your sword and your being cancel each other when you're trying to use both, because your being with me was so powerful. And also your sword with me was powerful. And I don't know if you're trying to, when you're trying to have both, that you don't use both 100%. You sort of cancel them out. So have the experience. You can start with your love. Start with the love. Start with looking at the being of Amber. Start with that. And then see what's in the way. What's in the way of that being to come out? And then you add the sword in. Try that from the start. Mm-hmm. Being to be in connection.
You want me to ask you again?
No, thank you. So your next step is to arrive where you are, and I see like your body posture, you're turning halfway away and your one shoulder is higher than the other one as if it wants to protect you from something. And find a place for you where you can just be who you are, where it can be as loud as you want to be, and
great, and just bring in the sword and bring in the sword.
Yeah. And when you've found your place, use your sword to connect your own space, your bubble of space is safe and big, and you can maybe extend it and extend your bubble of space so you can keep it the whole time. And out of this safe space, go in connection with people and see what happens when you talk about your work.
So what is the purpose of that? Bring in the purpose. Why would she do that experiment? So that what?
So that she finds her own ground where she wants to stand.
Talk to Emba.
Emba, find your own space where you want to work on. So you find this soil that is the right soil for your work to find the roots you need as a nourishing space so you can do your work. So you are nourished and you can nourish other people.
Thank you. This really landed. I have my space already.
Okay. Cool. I let you check. I hope to be back very soon.
Okay.
So you leave.
Great.
Okay. So we're going to do the work together?
Yes. I'm just trying to, I'm sort of managing a few space at the same time. I'm trying to just take a breath here. I think I've already sent a message to change constellation. Okay, so we're on the second person for the other people, and
facing you, right?
Yeah. So would you do it with me as the client? You have your being to be in connection with me, and your sword at my neck.
Yes.
Okay. You're my facilitator. Great.
Yes.
Emba, please give me possibilities about making my work and my spaces more multidimensional.
I want to ask you something first to see how it resonates. Have you ever thought of creating a workshop just giving it by yourself?
A lot. Okay. Yes. Okay. I mean,
so let's go there. Okay. So what I see is you creating spaces where you can use everything you learned in the last years, and you create spaces where you make something totally new, which maybe even has a different name than what you were using till now. So it's a space where it's a space carried by love, and it's a space holding and created by a woman. And it might be totally different in the whole structure you are working till now. So it might be there is something about joy in that space. There is something about joy and easygoing, which has nothing to do with superficial, but there is something about women gathering and having really good fun. And there is something about really deep connection. There is something about really deep connection and really dealing with serious stuff without having to be serious. What was your question again? I lost your question. What is the next step of your...
Yeah, just give me a second. My question was, how can I make my spaces even more multidimensional?
Dimensional.
Yeah.
So it's the joy in the seriousness, and it's the easygoing in something which is actually very serious. And there is dance involved, there is beauty involved, there is lots of women coming there.
And you can be even more clear. Use more your sort of making the really the clearness of the space.
And that would be just from having been with you, Emba, that is one of the skills that huge hearts and a huge that can englobe other huge beings. And I'm not quite feeling this pressure of the sword, like what Anna was saying. And to really use your clarity, right now your spaces are like this. It's about distinguishing. Your spaces are like this, and they could be like this. And what would be that experience? And how do you get there? And what's in the way? I need to change.
Yeah, write the thing, and we go on afterwards for a minute.
Okay. So in a way,
so let me continue, because there's something.
Yeah, I just want to say, but there's a way that you were doing the second thing. You were standing next to me already, and you don't really know how to have the sword at my neck. So this is what you need to practice.
Are in now. And the comfort zone has to do with the whole structure of possibility management. And when you do your own When you create your own spaces, there might even be a different kind of, there might be a different kind of people resonating to that, which are maybe not only possibility management people. So the thing that is in the way is that you are used to move in possibility management. And if you want to create something new, it might be expand even that frame or even take a step back.
Okay, and so the thing is, you're saying what the structure of possibility management is and stopping me and what else could be. So, and that's the lack of clarity about being straight, damn straight, on point about what is the kind of structure of possibility. Can you feel what I'm saying?
A little.
You get what I'm saying?
I think I'm getting part of it. I'm not sure if I totally get it.
Okay. I would just come back to the...
Okay.
You come back to the first, Anna. You okay talking?
Yes.
Okay, so I would say everybody take a deep breath and just shift out of the role that you were in before. And this time, Anna, you will move next to Emba to look at her enemy and then to give her possibilities from there.
Yes, and I would like to also ask the question because I haven't asked, but yeah. I don't know who I'm asking. Who?
Okay, I get what you mean. Then my proposal would be, Emba, would you do practice again the sword at the neck of Anna was the question, and then we'll find a way to change roles.
What can I do for you?
Hello, Emba. My question is, what can I do to not only live the life my box wants me to live, to not play small?
Please ask, what would you like to do? I mean, what is your question? Would you like to live your life in what way?
So, beep, Emba, you're already trying to be where she is. And the moment you'll be where she is, you'll have no possibility for her. So it doesn't really matter the question that she asks. You already know what she needs.
Okay, so ask me again, please, Anna.
No, she won't. Because you already, Emba, as a trainer, you can scan Anna, and there was something about her box. She lived the life of her box. Okay, with your being-to-being connection, you see where you are. And then you bring in the sword about what else can happen for her. And it doesn't really matter her question because you see her. Would you mute yourself,
okay.
Anna? So
okay, I go. The comfort you have around you is keeping you like imprisoned. The comfort and the settled life you arranged around you is like a golden cage that holds you from really experimenting with the thing you really would like to experiment. It has to do with the way of life of a kind of a 9-to-5 way of life, like things being predictable for the whole year. And there's something in you that doesn't want to let go of that planned rhythm.
And Emba, beep for when you say something, or then you're missing the clarity. What is the something?
Okay.
So don't say, try to avoid saying something or this or that or maybe, because it hinders your power of perception and your power of delivery. So just
it's your sense for holding on to security and holding on to stability that hinders you of letting go of a totally organized life.
Okay, so great. Anna, would you just mute yourself so we're not so distracted by it? Great, thank you. You've told her what, you know, how it is for her. And it's great. You need a couple sentences that she knows that you sees her. And then you have to build the other, you have to build the bridge. You have to paint the door. You have to open the possibilities.
Okay. I would like to know, is this landing somehow?
The beginning with the comfort and the golden cage was landing.
Okay.
They're sticking to the 9 to 5, not because I don't have it.
Okay. So the next step is opening up possibilities. Is that what I go for?
Yes.
You didn't ask me this, Anna. I'm sorry, I'm stuck.
My question was, what is my next step?
Stop. What is going on, Emba? What are you feeling?
I'm standing like in front of a wall. It's like a wall.
What are you feeling? Anger, mad, sad, glad, or scared?
No, I'm feeling afraid.
Okay, because?
I'm feeling afraid because I cannot reach you. I'm feeling afraid because I just see a wall and I don't know what to do with that.
Okay, so this is your... If that's what you perceive, this is what you need to deliver. But you haven't delivered that. You've been guessing around.
Okay.
Not trusting your perception.
Well, that's a thing.
Because then what you do is it's blah, blah. It's like it has nothing to do with what you see or what you are or what you can be for somebody.
Yes.
So we're 15 minutes, but this might be an emotional healing process for you, Emba. There's a way that you confuse yourself.
Yes.
So you perceive something and then this fear happens. And then and then you confuse yourself and something totally different comes out of you.
Yeah.
I know you want to add something.
I just wanted to say, I had, for me, the beginning landed and then it got into as if you were searching in me for something. And I didn't want you to search for in me for answers. So your perception was right. I was like, don't look in myself for things. That there was a wall. I think that was part of me also.
So Amber, I would have had a question. I'm a work. Does that use that strategy of making a wall when people start coming in close? I don't want you to look inside of me to see what's inside of me. Well, that would be a very powerful way to be stuck in a box. because then you're not allowing anybody to come closer than your box. Okay. So you had it, and I think people are going to start coming back in. So if you can write it down as a emotional healing process, Emba. Welcome back.
Welcome.
I will have to close this call a little fast.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Vera. So thank you very much. If you could actually share, I would appreciate if you shared what you noticed in the Trainer Path group, because I think the exercise is really powerful and has a lot of distinction that we can keep practicing. Yeah. So I would invite you to just have your sharing in the WhatsApp group.
Okay. And I just want to say I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Super.
Hey.
Thank you.
Love you.
Happy Rage Club.
Yes, thank you.
Love and rage.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.